Hey, Being at Work listeners, you know that our goal on this show is to bring you daily leadership insights, digestible little chunks that will uplift and inspire. And I appreciate voices of leaders that are so important in my life on this show. And so I have asked my colleague, Amanda Aressis, our VP of Client Experience at HRD, to take over every Tuesday in April, because I've seen Amanda navigating some pretty significant leadership challenges over the last bit of time. I know that she is, oh my gosh, she is wicked smart and cares so much about her team, her clients, the work that we do at HRD. And so no doubt you will learn from her. Check it out.
I heard this recently. There's a crack in everything. It's how the light gets in. That really resonated with me. This idea that we have to be imperfect for our light, our goodness, our uniqueness to shine through. I went to Google to look up the author of this quote. It turns out it's Leonard Cohen, who is a poet. And I found this other suggested search item. What is the relationship between a crack and light? And Google tells us. The relationship between the crack and light is fiercely symbolic. It takes a crack to let in the light. And for that reason, the crack serves as the sole medium of enlightenment, of insight, without which we would wallow in our darkness. But we should recognize the crack for what it is, an incentive to something better. Who knew Google was so wise? I think about how often I tried to hide my cracks. I hide my failures, I hide my insecurities, I hide my flabby arms, and to what end? Could it be that as I hide these things, I am also hiding my light? Hiding something that would attract others to me and create connection? I'm recording this podcast on Disrupt HR Day. Disrupt HR is a really cool concept that's all about saying the things that are disruptive, that we wouldn't say out loud in the human resources space. A couple years ago, I participated as a speaker in Disrupt HR and actually talked about this. I talked about leading with our failures instead of our resumes or LinkedIn profiles, our accolades or certificates of achievement. I asked the audience to consider, what would the environment be like where we were vulnerable? And the answer is, it would be a highly trusting, highly productive environment. In Amy Edmondson's book, The Right Kind of Wrong, she talks about the art of failing well. And a big part of that is the growth that comes from admitting your mistakes and the cohesiveness of a team that results from that trust. That trust is built by admitting your mistakes, by showing your cracks. So what cracks are you trying to hide? And could that be keeping others away from your light?